Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
The market's got a new enemy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Higher inflation is the boogeyman now. Last week's reports on wholesale and retail prices made that clear. No surprise higher energy costs are having a negative impact. Well, now you can add wheat and rice to the mix. This morning, they are trading at record high prices. Corn and soybean prices are jumping too. Now, higher commodities are usually leading indicators of higher inflation, so the Fed won't have much wiggle room when it comes to cutting interest rates. Stock markets have been counting on lower rates. This morning, they're a bit disappointed. Asian markets closed lower. Japan's Nikkei was off more than 1.5%. Hong Kong was down 3.5%. European markets are weaker, too. Germany, France, and the UK each off by about 1.5%. On the British market, online gaming stocks are among the big losers. The EU has decided not to fight the U.S. ban on internet gambling. Instead, a trade deal has been struck to compensate European internet gambling companies for being shut out of the U.S. Our European reporter is Megan Williams.
The stakes were high and European online gambling companies lost big. Operations such as Party Gaming and 888.com were hoping the EU would battle to get them back in the American market. The companies aren't commenting. They were banned from the U.S. a year ago when Congress passed a law keeping foreign gambling outfits out of the U.S. Shares in the European companies dropped, and they appealed to the World Trade Organization to challenge the decision. In the new deal, the U.S. market remains closed to European gambling outfits. In return, European service providers get better access to the U.S. postal and courier, research and development, as well as storage and warehouse sectors. But the EU says it will keep pressing the U.S. for what it calls a non-discriminatory policy towards internet gambling. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Whether it's figgy pudding or a Christmas goose, roast turkey, maybe latkes. It's that time of year when people gather in their homes to enjoy big family meals. But a new survey from the Conference of Mayors suggests a growing number don't have homes to gather in, nor food enough to put on the holiday table. Alisa Roth has more.
More people are looking for emergency food supplies, and many cities say they can't meet the increased demand. More need a place to live, too. The number of people looking for emergency shelter, transitional housing, went up last year. Douglas Palmer is mayor of Trenton, New Jersey. He's also head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which commissioned the survey. He says the kind of people looking for help is changing.
The face of homelessness and the face of hunger is beyond this sort of single individual. It is families.
The usual causes of hunger and homelessness are obvious: poverty, unemployment, and high housing costs. But Palmer says more foreclosures, plus increases in the cost of living and food, are putting more people into the streets. And he says it's getting worse for the working poor.
We see that their paychecks don't really cover the cost to have them go through a whole month without going to food pantries.
23 cities participated in the survey, including Boston, Chicago, and St. Paul. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Today, the writer's strike enters its seventh week. Well, we may get relief from some of those late-night reruns. Over the weekend, the Guild said it will pursue individual deals with media companies. Hope is to break the impasse with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. David Letterman's production company, Worldwide Pants, wants an interim deal with the Guild. Now, if that were to happen, Variety reports The Late Show and The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson could be back into early production sometime in the early part of next year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Today on Conversations from the Corner Office, we head to the world of comfort food, Campbell's Soup. In the late 1990s, this American icon had gone cold. Sales were falling and Campbell was losing market share. So the company turned to the then president of Nabisco, Doug Conant. He sat down recently with Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl at Campbell's headquarters in Camden, New Jersey.
We are sitting here in your office, and I look around at the bookshelves, and you have quite possibly the largest selection of books on leadership outside some big bookstore someplace. What do you get out of these leadership books?
It's been an area of interest for me my whole career, and certainly over the last 20 years, I've become a voracious reader on the subject. I think if you really want to excel at something, you have to be a student of it, and you have to work it. And reading is a core part of what I do. I commute about 4 hours a day. So I have plenty of opportunity
to do my reading. 4 hours a day?
2 hours each way, yeah.
Why?
Because I love where I live and I love where I work, and unfortunately the two places aren't very close to one another.
So you have a lot of time to read, and I imagine you have a lot of time to think, too, about where this company is going to go.
Not as much as I'd like. Quite frankly, I got to block time out to have some downtime and to get the thinking time, because between all the reading and all the work, there's very little time to do the kind of quality reflection you'd like to do every year. So every year I try and get off for a couple days by myself and reflect on what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and how I can do it better.
Do you have somebody to help you? Do you have a professional coach?
I have several coaches and mentors that have evolved over the years. I've got a network of people that I can turn to. And I think that's awfully important for a CEO. You got to be very careful. You can start breathing your own exhaust very quickly. You need to have good, bright people you respect who can call you on your stuff and make sure that you're seeing the world in a very clear-eyed way. And so I have several friends that do that for me.
Doug Conant is the president and CEO of the Campbell's Soup Company. Mr. Conant, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
For more Conversations from the Corner Office, head to our website. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.